Today, I'm going to debunk 7 dropshipping myths that we hear come up all the time from people thinking about joining our course.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
Number one, dropshipping is easy and requires no work. I've heard people say it's a passive income stream with no effort. And while it can be easier than other business models, of course it takes work. Any business you're ever going to start takes work. In fact, it's probably more work than you do anywhere else in your life, but it's a more rewarding work because you're doing something once and it's paying you time and time and time again if you do things right. So while you don't handle inventory, you don't have a warehouse, you still need to market your product. You need to handle all the orders, you need to handle customer service. You need to optimize your store. You need to do SEO. You need to write emails. There is loads of work to do in a business if you want to grow your business. But dropshipping certainly makes some things easier in that you, again, don't have to handle inventory. 2, you can get rich overnight. Just set up a store and the money rolls in instantly. This is something I've seen many gurus say and probably come across your social feed too, that just set this up. I made $1 million last month. Certainly I've seen a lot of fake screenshots. I've seen a lot of gurus come and go talking a lot of stuff that's just not true. The reality is success in dropshipping takes time. It's like any other business, right? You need to find the person you're going to serve. You need to find the products that they purchase. You're going to need to learn how to build product pages that become little salesmen and women for you. You need to figure out how to run ads the correct way. You need to do SEO. You need to drive traffic. You need to build brand. You need to support your customer. There's a lot that you need to do, and that's going to take time. You don't know how to do any of this stuff, right? So this is like somebody saying, you can learn how to ride a bike in overnight. Well, yeah. Kind of, you can ride your bike a little bit, but when did you actually get good at riding your bike? It took a while, right? It took a while for you to get comfortable. It took a while for you to understand how to lean left and right to take corners rather than turn your steering wheel. There's a lot you need to learn in running a business, and you have zero of those skills right now, more than likely. And so you're not going to get rich overnight. In fact, you're probably not going to get rich in months or even the first year. It's going to take time for you to build these skills that are necessary for you to get good at what you're doing. Number 3, dropshipping is 100% free. You don't need any money to start. Another thing that I have seen so many gurus say, it is frustrating to be on the other end of this. It's frustrating to be probably the only dropshipping course in the space that is teaching a real legit business model with 2 people who actually have done this for a decade and had real success. And many of our students have had success as well. We've had plenty on the podcast here too. So it's weird being in this space and watching all of the other, I'll call it what it is, bullshit that is out there from all of these gurus spouting stuff like this, that it's free, that you don't need any money to start. And while it's true, you don't need to buy any inventory up front, which is like a big bonus of this business model, you still need to invest in setting up your store, running ads, doing marketing. And we've talked through this, right? You can start for, you know, under $500, and you're going to need an advertising budget on top of that. It is a minimal starting cost, but you don't need any money to start as a fallacy. That just doesn't exist anywhere. Number 4, you don't need customer service. Since I don't handle the products, I don't need to worry about customers. This could not be more false. In fact, your edge as a dropshipper is the customer service. So when we're selling products, which we teach here, we teach high ticket products from brands you've definitely heard of, you're not the only one selling these, right? In some cases, the brand themselves is selling them. In some cases, you could find these products at Home Depot or Lowe's or Costco or Amazon. Likely you're going to find them at other e-commerce stores online. So you're not the only one there. So what sets you apart? Why does someone buy from you instead of buying from someone else? This is a common retort I hear from people saying that dropshipping doesn't work. Well, that's simply not true, right? Do you buy all of your products from one location? Do you go direct to the brand to buy everything? Of course not, right? There are stores that bring value, and customer service is one of the places you can bring value. If you went to Amazon to see the same pellet grill, the $1,500 pellet grill, versus went to yourpelletgrillstore.com, can you call Amazon and ask questions? If it's not on the product page on Amazon, are you ever going to get an answer about any of this stuff? Of course not. Amazon's going to ship it to you quickly. They're going to side with you in every instance possible. They're never going to side with the actual brand selling behind there. That's not Amazon selling. It's the, you know, a brand or a person just like me selling that stuff behind you on Amazon, by the way. But on your site, you're going to have hopefully way more documentation. You're going to write the articles necessary. You're going to help someone through the customer journey. You're going to help them understand the differences between pellet grills. You're going to pick up your phone when someone calls and talk them through their solutions. You're going to help them solve their problem. That is a big, big difference that you can have in your business versus most businesses online. And in fact, most niches, markets that we see some of our students go into, they're competing against people who aren't answering their phone either. Not just Amazon, right? It's your direct competitors who don't do good customer service. So saying you don't need customer service is very false. And in fact, the better customer service that you do, the more you put yourself out there, the more you solve problems for your ideal customer, the more sales you're going to get, the better you're going to do. Number five, the supplier handles everything. The supplier will take care of quality control, returns, and complaints. Well, that's not true, right? You are definitely going to work with brands and sometimes distributors who are the manufacturer of the product that you're selling, right? So if I sold Memphis Pellet Grills, Memphis themselves is indeed going to manufacture the product. It's their product. They're going to ship it to my customers on my behalf. They're going to drop ship it to them. That's what drop shipping is. So I don't need to hold inventory. Beyond that, it's my customer, right? So if they want a refund, they're not calling Memphis to get a refund. They bought it from me. If they have a question about QC, they're not calling Memphis, they're calling me. And so, like, while you think this might be hands-off and the supplier handles everything, that couldn't be further from the truth. That is the value you bring to that manufacturer. Why do they want you to sell their products? So that you can market their products, you can drive customer sales, and also, like, you're not just passing the buck back to them. Like, that wouldn't bring any value to these manufacturers. So you are going to have to handle refunds, returns, quality control, even if you've never seen the product, which I built and sold my first store without ever seeing a single 3D printer. But I still had to solve a lot of problems. And sometimes that meant, you know, hours on the phone with the manufacturer being the middleman here, right? The customer said this, I don't know how to answer it. I call the manufacturer, I ask them questions, I reach back out to my customer, offer solutions. But make no doubt about it, that's your customer. That's not Memphis's customer, that's your customer, and you need to take care of them. Number six, dropshipping is dead in 2025. We've beaten this horse to death. We have multiple podcasts on this stuff. People say too many people are doing it. There's no money in it anymore. That's just simply not true. There are so many untapped markets. In fact, I find a product probably multiple times a week. Certainly when I get on calls with consulting clients or students, I'm surprised all the time at new areas, new places to serve people that contain high ticket products. Now, you want to say dropshipping's dead for that low ticket AliExpress nonsense that was always dead? Yeah, I agree. That's very, very hard. That is not a pathway I would recommend to anyone. But selling brands, selling products that people have already heard of, solving real problems, and selling high ticket for all the reasons we've talked about on this podcast, that is definitely not dead in 2025. And it's not going to be dead anytime soon. It's been around as long as the internet's been around, and it's going to be around for a long time. And last but not least, number seven, you can dropship any product and succeed. Just pick any product and start selling is what the gurus will tell you. This is not true, right? Let alone they're talking about winning products. Go find the next winning product and then sell the shit out of it on social media. Disappoint all of your customers with long shipping times and crappy products from China. And then just turn and burn. Find the next hot product. Start a new store. Who cares about all those people? That's not what we teach here. That's not what I recommend anyone doing. You want to start a real business. You want to serve real people. And it's not about the products. It's about the person you want to serve. So who is the person behind the screen that you want to serve? What problems do they have? What products do they buy to solve those problems? Those are the products you're going to sell. But make no doubt about it. You're not selling the product. You're helping the person. And so John and I encourage you to find the person you want to serve. And you can't just dropship products to any person and succeed. I'll tell you that right now. I've been in industries where the person sucks. You don't want to serve that person. I've served older folks with very little money, and I've served affluent middle-aged men. And I got to tell you, those are not the same people. They do not have the same spending habits. The elderly people struggle to use technology. They need help over the phone. They charge back for a million different reasons, which chargebacks are the bane of your existence as an e-commerce store owner. And they had tight purse strings, right? They had a tighter budget, where the middle-aged affluent male who was buying something for his hobby would lay in bed at night and spend $8,000 on his phone regularly. And so, like, you can't just dropship any product or dropship to any person and succeed necessarily, but you should find the person you want to serve who makes sense to serve, and then go find the products they buy, and you're going to win that way. So that's seven dropshipping myths. I don't know how some of these get started. I hope this debunks some of these things. And if you have more questions or more myths that you'd like me to debunk about dropshipping, I'd be happy to do so. If you're ready to get started dropshipping the right way, with a proven course, with a track record, with students you can hear on our podcast who are doing this and doing this successfully, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. There's a free training there. John will walk you through exactly what building one of these stores looks like. Absolutely no obligation. It's completely free. dropshipbreakthrough.com/go.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.